A terrorism trial began today in Jakarta, Indonesia. The defendant is the alleged leader of the group blamed for the Bali nightclub bombing that killed more than 200 people. The group is also blamed for the bombing of a JW Marriott hotel. The group is Jamaah Islamiyah, which is active in Southeast Asia and has ties to Al-Qaeda. Its alleged leader is Abu Bakr Bashir, and if convicted, he could be sentenced to death. Here's NPR's Michael Sullivan in Jakarta.
Indonesia's new president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, took office last week, vowing, among other things, to take a tough line on terrorism. The Bashir trial is seen by some observers as a test of his willingness and ability to do just that, against a high-profile Muslim cleric in the world's most populous Muslim nation.
Terdakwa Abu Bakar Bashir alias Abdul Somad dibuka dan dinyatakan terbuka untuk umum.
The trial opened amid tight security in the auditorium of the Agriculture Ministry in South Jakarta, a venue chosen in part because it could accommodate the large number of observers. Abu Bakar Bashir's supporters filled almost half the auditorium, watched carefully by hundreds of police. The defendant entered the court this morning flanked by police commandos toting M16 automatic rifles. His followers greeted him warmly. On his arrival, the 66-year-old cleric told reporters it was clear that he's not guilty and suggested the U.S. and Australian governments were partly responsible for his trial. Everyone knows, school children know, that it's Bush and his slave, John Howard, Bashir said, silencing his supporters by putting a finger to his lips before taking his seat.
Kalaupun nanti ada dakwaan-dakwaan yang kira-kira mungkin agak sedikit.
Bashir urged his supporters to conduct themselves responsibly and peacefully, both during the proceedings and after, he said, should the verdict go against him. He then sat impassively, sometimes appearing to nod off, as prosecutors took more than an hour to read the charges against him.
Dakwaan kesatu primer, bahwa terdakwa Abu Bakar Ba'asyir.
Bashir faces a number of charges relating to his alleged role as head of Jamaah Islamiyah. Those charges include, but are not limited to, his alleged involvement in the Bali and Marriott bombings. Prosecutors today attempted to build their case by painting a picture of Jamaah Islamiyah as an extensive network led by Bashir, with training camps in the Philippines and operatives with links to Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. Prosecutors also said that Bashir had ordered other JI members to distribute statements from bin Laden urging attacks against Americans. Bashir was tried and acquitted last year on similar charges, but this time around he is being tried in part under tough new anti-terror laws passed after the Bali bombing. A member of his defense team, Fahmi Bamid, says he hopes for a fair trial, but thinks the U.S. and Australia may be pressuring the Indonesian government to put Bashir away.
Saya pikir melihat dari materi yang sama.
The charges in this trial are almost the same as the ones against him in the last trial. He was acquitted then, the lawyer says, so why try him again? Many Indonesians have expressed skepticism about the charges against Bashir, but some observers familiar with the prosecution's case say it is better prepared than the last one. Some of those already convicted for their roles in both the Bali and Marriott bombings are expected to testify. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy today warned that the trial could spark an angry response from Bashir's supporters, possibly against U.S. citizens in Indonesia. The trial is expected to last several months. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.